Welcome to Transmission Podcast. I'm your host, Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. For the next little while, we invite you to speculate on the possibility of life on Proxima B, the closest known planet outside of our solar system that has the potential to support life. In each episode, we question what would happen if we suddenly knew we were no longer alone in the universe, and what that would mean for humanity to become an interstellar civilization. Please, stay close. Welcome to Transmission Podcast. I'm your host, Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. This episode has been difficult to make. We here in the studio have spent so many hours producing compelling stories related to the Luxeteran broadcasts and the human response that we almost couldn't bring ourselves to get this episode out. But as you likely already know, the transmissions have ceased. Of course, the end of the transmissions is not the end of the story of the Luxeterans. Don't forget that we have a ship full of the world's finest a year into their mission. Before we speculate too far, let's first check in with Mission Flight Director and Public Relations Manager for the International Luxetera Coalition, Joel Horton. We spoke to him from the headquarters in Edinburgh. Joel, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Cecilia. We can confirm that the Luxeterans are no longer broadcasting to us. The European VLBI network has all of their radio telescopes scanning to see if it has moved or is coming through a different format, but it's still too early to tell what their verdict will be.
The whole world is watching. What does this mean for the coalition?
It's too early to say. Until we know that the signals are completely gone, we aren't taking any action. As with the confirmation protocols which were used when the signals were first discovered, we have similar protocols in place now for confirming that they have stopped. It could just be a local power outage and temporary. Technology could have changed. We don't know and are trying not to speculate. Our mission was to continue monitoring on behalf of the human race, and we'll keep doing that.
We are getting a lot of questions in about the ship. Do they know that the transmissions have stopped?
They have their own sensitive monitoring and radio equipment on the ship specifically focused on Luxeterra. It's likely they knew before us.
And what did they have to say?
We don't know yet.
Can you predict how the Sanas team will react? We heard so much pre-launch about the Coalition's rigorous psychological screening and training, but was there anything like this in the training manual?
I can confidently predict that they will go forward with the mission. The last we heard, all equipment on the ship was operating as designed. As with past missions, there's much to be learned, even when the parameters of the observations change dramatically.
Could Luxeterra be compromised? What if the event that cut off the transmissions could make it unsafe for the Sana to land? I know you said you were hesitant to speculate, but do we know if an armed conflict, like those we've seen in some of the broadcasts, could have stopped the transmissions from Luxeterra?
Yes, there are videos of conflicts on Luxeterra. But we must remember that each of those is one transmission, one point of view. We can't take any of them as a global reality. It's like watching any one clip from the BBC and concluding that humans are going to destroy planet Earth. It's preposterous.
There has been some troubling news Earthside as well. Security at the Intergovernmental Panel on Translation has been increased since the stabbing earlier this year, plus the bombing right before the launch. Some say that it doesn't look like their international coalition is doing anything useful except for watching the money run out.
Our focus is on the mission. I am not able to comment on the coalition's behalf regarding international politics. I'm sorry.
Is it true, though, that the coalition is starting to wind down some of its operations?
It has always been the plan that we would start to streamline mission control as we lost immediate contact with the ship. So, yes, we are winding down some operations. But this is not a result of the status of the transmissions.
Will that affect the pace with which operational capacity is decreased?
I wish I had a better answer, but all I can say again is that we cannot confirm anything. We are still monitoring, and I think it's important that your listeners know that we might not ever know. We sent the mission team to go discover for us, knowing that their discoveries will not reach Earth until most of us are long gone. That is the nature of interstellar travel as we know it today. The end of the transmissions means we just have more mystery and uncertainty.
Thank you, Dr. Horton. We'll check back with you when and if there is new information about the end of the transmissions and Luxottera.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Joel Horton from the International Luxottera Coalition. The transmissions might be over, but we'll be back after the break. Stay close. After following the transmission translation, coalition preparations, and Sana's launch, we know you all have lots of questions. The loss of transmissions is throwing us into yet another new world. Zadakaram, Ground Control Cultural Contact Director, is back to answer what the loss of the transmissions means for us civilians here on Earth. Welcome back to the studio, Zada.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Earlier in the program, we spoke with Joel Horton, who is continuing in his role as Flight Director. How has your role been affected by the loss of the transmissions? Are you still working as part of the ground team?
Closer to the launch, I was working with the crew around the clock to continue the analysis of the Luxottarans, to coach the Sana crew as to make the most peaceful approach. As the ship has traveled farther and farther away, this has steadily decreased, and my work is mainly sent to the crew in the form of compiled reports from a research unit I lead at the university.
So you've remained in Edinburgh?
Yes, for personal reasons, I've remained here, but I only go to the coalition offices maybe once a month at this point. I've been thrilled to return to the classroom and get back to some writing.
With the end of the transmissions, will your role change?
Yes, certainly. While there's so much information to analyze as it is, more than for me to do in my lifetime, really, my team's focus has changed as the transmissions are now historical data. We're no longer awaiting information in the new transmissions. Many Luxottaran programs have built followings here on Earth. For some, that's an evening's entertainment. For me and my colleagues, that was a continually refreshing insight into an alien culture. So we're no longer looking at the breadth of the content. But as we shift into a deeper look, there are so many details to be mined and specific knowledge to be learned from the Luxottaran transmissions.
You translated the first Zorba match, didn't you?
Yes.
For listeners who may not know, Zorba is the Luxottaran version of football or soccer. Zada actually introduced it to us in episode 14. If you need a little cheering up, I'd suggest scrolling back through for a listen.
Yes, sorry. I didn't name it that. We have a much more academic, long and boring name for it.
Are you a fan of alien sports balls?
While I love a good pun, I haven't had much time to keep up with any one program from the transmissions until now. Though, I just realized this means I won't ever get to see the final anyway.
Zada, as an anthropologist who has been advising the International Coalition since the initial translation break, from your perspective, how is this news going to affect the global community?
It's going to be a shock. For those who were following the transmissions actively, but also for those who didn't want to believe the news.
So, the Homers and the Earth First protesters finally have the last word on this one.
Not quite. Just because the transmissions might be over doesn't mean that their effect on us is gone. We still know that we are not alone in the galaxy. It doesn't mean we'll ever find out what happened on Luxottera, but it means there very well might be someone else out there in the universe.
What do you suggest that people do to help cope with this change?
Focus on what we do know, as opposed to what we don't. And see what we can learn about Luxottera and ourselves in this process. They could have just turned off the transmitter pointed at us. Why? What would that mean? If there was a tragedy of some sort, then with the possibility of disaster on Luxottera, what can we take from that? We can appreciate what we have accomplished, like creating an international coalition that united the entire planet to send off an interstellar mission. That's pretty amazing.
How do you think that this will affect the members of the mission? I know that you do have a personal connection to the mission. Commander Leila Karam is your sister.
Well, we have no way of contacting the ship to get their real-time reaction.
Of course. But how do you think that Leila and the others on the ship will react?
They knew when they left that it would be uncertain new territory. She knew very well when she took the role of commander that there would be a point where she would have to lead without any support from Earth.
So what do you think she'll choose to do?
Keep going. There's no doubt in my mind. For Leila, there's only one way. Forward. She sacrificed her life and will never know if it was worth it. My family will never know what will happen to her. But we knew that when we said goodbye. Losing the transmissions doesn't change that. I found some comfort in focusing on the facts instead of the mysteries. But for those of you that need more, many are turning to the church. As significant backers of this mission, it's true they have seen interesting shifts in their cosmology. But in other ways, they're better prepared for this. The world's religions have spent hundreds of years dealing with life's mysteries and can give you a different perspective on how to deal with the high level of uncertainty.
Thanks, Sara. We know that this must be a difficult time for you and for your family.
Thank you.
And thank you for giving us Zorba, despite the name. Even though some of our listeners may never settle the bets they made before the transmissions ended.
Maybe that's for the best.
Thanks for joining us, Zara.
Thanks for having me.
That was Zara Karam, the Ground Control Cultural Contact Director for the Sanna. It's a short episode we have for you today. This news has shocked communities from around the world, and we don't have all the answers yet. And as Dr. Horton and Dr. Karam have shared, we might not ever get them. We leave you today with a final thought from Harvard astrophysicist Abhi Loeb, encouraging us to keep an open mind in the face of this great loss and mystery.
Right, so my first recommendation is for the scientists to be open-minded. Because very often, scientists are the most conservative of all people. They want to know in advance what they are looking for. For example, funding agencies are willing to allocate funds only if you explain what you will discover. But that's an oxymoron, because you're not supposed to know what you will discover. In fact, the research will have bigger impact if you find something completely new. So the first recommendation on my end is, do not limit yourself. Do not say in advance what you will find, because very often if you say that, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you accumulate data with the goal of pinning down a specific parameter to the second decimal point, let's say measure the expansion rate of the universe to some precision, then that's what you will find. You will not find anything else, because that's what you're going for. And irrespective of how much data you get, you will completely disregard anything else. So you should not do that. If you collect a lot of data, look also for things that you haven't expected. If you see something peculiar, check it out, report about it.
This has been Transmission Podcast, hosted by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs and produced by Ian Garrett and Kate Ladenheim. Original composition and sound editing by Miles Avery. Transmission is a podcast and performance series speculating on what might happen if we began to receive the popular broadcasts of intelligent alien life, and follows two sisters selected to lead an interstellar mission to make first contact. Learn more about our team and upcoming performances at luxeterra.com, and find us on Facebook and Twitter at luxeterra. That's LuxeTarra. Transmission is a production of Toaster Lab in Canada and is a fiscally sponsored project of Fractured Atlas in the United States.